Hello, the five minutes of prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 777. And let's go for our golden scripture from where we dig up the gold, 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. And it says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received, and wherein you stand, by which also you saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain." That's why I always Paul saved, not believed in vain, because you believe in the resurrection from the dead. Then he continues, "So I delivered unto you first of all that which I received, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." So we've been looking at the death of Christ, so look, the physical events were not the revelatory. And now we are in Proverbs 4:20 that says, "My son, pay attention to my word." And we have gone through all that and went to Mark 11. In Mark 11, Jesus cursed the fig tree. The disciples came to say, "Master, Master, the fig tree that you cursed is dead." And Jesus said something profound in Mark 11:23. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, that except a man, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that whatsoever he saith, it shall come to pass, it shall have whatsoever he saith." And we are now on the point of the centurion. I brought in the centurion because Jesus said he has not seen this kind of faith before. The man said, "Jesus, you don't need to come to my house. Matthew 8:8. Just say the word. Just say the word. And I want to compare it with the disciple Thomas. This was a man who saw Jesus and said, "Jesus, you speak the word." Thomas had walked with Jesus, had heard everything Jesus needed to say, had heard him say that, "I will die, I'll be raised from the dead," all that. When the disciples said to Thomas that they had seen Jesus in John 20:25, what was the response of Thomas? The centurion says, "You don't have to come to my house. I don't have to see you before I believe it. I don't need to see it to believe it." That Hillsong, isn't it? Okay, if you don't know, that's Hillsong. So he said, "I don't need to see you before I believe." But Thomas said, when the other disciples left us, said, I'm reading John 20:25. "The other disciples therefore said unto him," that is Thomas, "We have seen the Lord." The disciples said, "We have seen him." But he said unto them, "Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails." He said, "Unless I see the print." Unless I see the print of the nails. You know, Jesus, those times, the nails was not this kind of smooth nails that we're talking about. Those are rough, blacksmith-made nails, huge ones. And therefore, it took so much of the flesh of Jesus from his hands. So much. And so, unless I see that print, what the nail took from his hand, then I can see. When I look at the hands, I can even see on the floor or whatever it is. I mean, like, the hand is a mirror. You can see the hole in the hand. He said, unless I see that, not only am I willing to see, he set out the condition. I want to see the hand, number one. But he also said unto them, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails. So I see the hands, the print of the nails, and then I will put my finger into the print of the nails. And then not only that, I will thrust my hand into his side where I saw the soldier who pierced him on the side. He pierced him, he turned the sword until Jesus' skin came out. He said, unless I see that, Now I can want to put my. He said, listen, the person you're talking about is dead. I saw him hanging on the tree. I saw the nails going through his hands. I saw all that. Now, can you tell me that after I've seen that, that you've seen this person alive? Oh, no. So he gave his conditions. Unless I see the print on his hand, unless I see it with my Kurokuro eyes, as they say, then I put my hands into the nail, the nail that went through the hand. I want to put my hand there. Then number three, I want to thrust my hand on the side and feel all that. So the centurion said, I don't need to see you. Just speak the word. No, sometimes when I'm speaking, I know that some people wish, I wish I could, you know, see prophetess like hold her hand. There's that she hold my hand. Then I know that God has spoken. You don't need to hold my hand. You don't need to see me before. As you're hearing these words, the word is doing the most powerful thing in your life. The word is creating new liver for somebody, creating new kidneys for somebody, setting some kidney alive to function. The word is eating up somebody's cancer. The word is opening the door for somebody to go to Canada. The word is opening the door for somebody is doing things. This word I'm speaking is powerful and it is working. And don't be faithless like Thomas. He was so blessed. Please share this link with somebody and enjoy the rest of the day. Bye. Come back for more.